Throughout our live coverage today, you'll be hearing from people who recorded for the StoryCorps project. StoryCorps and the National September 11th Memorial and Museum have partnered in an effort to collect one interview for each of the lives lost on 9/11. So far, they've recorded over 1,200, and here's one of them. Monique Ferrer remembers her ex-husband, Michael Trinidad, who worked for Cantor Fitzgerald.
When I met Michael, I was 14 years old, and I knew that he was going to be my boyfriend. We got married when I was 19, and we were both kids. We really didn't know what next, you know, get married and now what. When we were divorced, I remember the kids telling me that their father confided in them with a secret, and they didn't want to tell me. And I'm like, well, what's the secret? And they said, well, Daddy still loves you. He doesn't want us to tell you. And I said, well, I know, and I love him too. But Mommy and Daddy are gone their separate ways, but we'll always be a family, and we'll always be your mom and dad. On 9/11, I remember getting up to take my daughter. She had a doctor's appointment, so my daughter was home. At 9:04, I got a phone call, and it was Michael. And he was calling from the 103rd floor. And the first thing that he said was, I'm calling to say goodbye. And I said, why? Where are you going? And he said, well, I'm in the building that was just hit by a plane. He just wanted to tell me how much he loved the children. And he says, you know, I also want to tell you that I always loved you. And I said, I know. The kids told me. My daughter was there, and she saw me becoming a little hysterical, and I didn't know whether to put her on because I didn't know how he would react. He thought she was at school. It just really breaks my heart that he's not here for them. It's like the only thing on his mind was to tell the kids that he loved them. And I tell the kids this every day. Everything you do, just think about your dad. And the thing is that my two children look just like him. And they talk like him. And they joke like him. So it's like he's there. You know, I see him in them every day. And as much as he used to drive me crazy, he was my family and my best friend.
These 9/11 stories will be housed at the National September 11th Memorial and Museum. All StoryCorps recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. You're listening to live special coverage of the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks from NPR News.